greet you in the name of the Lord, so thankful for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. The service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig, and we're inviting you to stay with us, trusting the Lord to make our broadcast a blessing to you today. Opening our service with a selection, Love Lifted Me.
I was singing deep and strange, far from the people's heart. Very deep and strange within, seemed to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry.
Father, we're truly thankful for that love that reached down and took us out of that horrible pit and from the miry clay and set our feet upon a rock and established our going. We're so thankful today for the privilege of being a child of God, and we thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today, trusting that wherever our program reaches, the Holy Spirit will be able to use it and make it a blessing to souls. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue our broadcast with a trio singing for us, The Church of God.
Church of God, thou spotless virgin, Church of Christ, for whom he died, thou hast known. Jesus Christ the Son.
Our thoughts today are entitled, The Children of God. And our text of Scripture is out of 1 John chapter 3 and verses 1 through 3. Beloved, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that whenever he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Now in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 29, John says, If you know he is righteous, ye know that every one that doeth righteousness is born of him. And every one that is born of God has been forgiven of their sins. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 12. As a result of God working in our lives and having been born of the Spirit of God and thus become a child of God, we can therefore be properly called God's children. In light of what God has done, John says, Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. John is asking us to consider what this really means. Not the son of some earthly king or president, but a child of the Almighty God. Now, John is not only asking us to consider the fact that we can be children of God, but he is also asking us to consider the manner of love that the Father hath bestowed upon us to make this possible. Salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast. It is the gift of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The Apostle John also tells us that we are children of God, born of God. Now, beloved, there are those in the religious world today who teach that it is blasphemy to call God our Father. But did not Jesus teach the disciples to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven? And if we are a child of God, then we are a child of the Heavenly Father. And there's nothing wrong with us as children of God calling our Father, Father. That's not blasphemy. That is a great honor. It's an honor for God even to take notice of us as his creatures, let alone being a child of God. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? No wonder John said, Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. Stop and consider, who are we anyway that God should love us so much, that he should make it possible for us to be members of the family of God, a child of God? Now, John also says in this scripture text that I've read today that we are unknown by the world. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. No, they did not know Christ. Many did not anyway. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as did receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. What is it that thou art mindful of him, and that it is they who do not recognize the Father, and they do not recognize the Son, and they do not recognize us as children of God, according to what John said? Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. And that is, they that do not really recognize or appreciate what we have become in Christ. How many times I've heard the saints of God testify after they got saved, and they were so happy in their experience, they thought everybody would want what they had found. But that is not the case. How many testimonies have said that and have added unto it that they found out that they were maybe losing friends and they were not being very favorably treated because they had become a child of God. Now that does strike you as being strange, but nevertheless, the world did not know Christ, therefore it should not be surprising that they don't know us. They may buffet us, they may criticize us, they may find fault with us, because we have become a child of God. And the reason for that is because we are no longer a part of the world. The Lord has saved us out of the world. We are in the world, but not of the world. And you soon find out who your real friends are. Some may even consider you as a fanatic when you become a child of God. Jesus came unto his own, I say, but he was not received by the world. No, he was not of the world, and he said we should not be of the world. What shall we say? Shall we, if doth not yet appear, John said, what we shall be? It has not been revealed exactly what we shall be, but we have the assurance from the Apostle John that whenever Christ appears, we shall be like him. What a wonderful thought that is. We are not going to be living here on this earth 1,000 years in a literal kingdom. No, whenever Christ comes, we shall receive a glorified body like his. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that whenever he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Some people have the idea that Jesus Christ had his glorified body after he was resurrected, but not so. His glorified body does not have those nail scars in the hands, nor that wound in the side, and we'll not be eating food, literal food, when we become glorified in that spiritual body likened unto Christ. Christ ate with them while he was here on the earth after the resurrection, but there will not be any literal food served in heaven, and we'll not need any literal food, for we shall have a spiritual body likened unto Christ, and Christ doesn't need food, neither shall we. What a wonderful thought, and what is it is worth to fight a good fight of faith. It's worth suffering whatever we might have to suffer to experience this, to have this glorified body. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So we read in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 44 and also 53. John does tell us when Christ shall appear, we shall be like him. But even John did not know what we would be like. And he was looking forward to the time when he should know, and that time will come whenever Christ comes to receive his own. As we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Again, 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 49. There is something that those who have this hope must do. Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. 1 John 3 and 3, our text. I know there are those who teach that it's impossible to live holy, that we're all sinners more or less every day in word, deed, and thought. But if we want to have this hope of eternal life and having this glorified body likened unto Christ, there is something we must do. We must be saved, first of all, born of the Spirit, as John referred, and then we must live a resurrected life. I speak of the resurrection from the dead state of sin to life in Christ. And if we have been resurrected from that dead state of sin to life in Christ, then we are a child of God, and we must live a righteous and a godly life in this time world. There are things I say we must do. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through the end of that chapter, and then verse 1 of chapter 7. Now, to cleanse ourselves, now notice it says for us. Now, God cleanses us from all of our sins, but there are things that we must cleanse ourselves of to be acceptable and be a child of God. Whatever is condemned by the Word of God is filthiness, whether it be for the flesh or for the spirit. Whatever is condemned for the flesh is filthiness of the flesh. Whatever is condemned for the spirit is filthiness of the spirit. And there are many false spirits in the world today, many religious spirits in the world today that we must not be contaminated with. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her plagues, for her sins have reached unto heaven. And the apostle Paul here, writing to the church at Corinth, told them that we are to separate ourselves from all works of darkness and walk in the light of the gospel. And if we will do that, we shall be sons of God and children of God. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. For instance, we read in the second chapter of 1 John, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. To purify means to make clean. The blood of Christ cleanses us from all of our sins, but as we have just read, there are things we are to do to cleanse ourselves and to be holy in living the Christian life. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed after this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable will of God. Whenever Paul said not to be conformed to the world, he is saying do not pattern after the world. No, the Christian is different. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. It is through the love of God in giving his only begotten Son that we can be called the children of God. To become a child of God and remain a child of God, we must obey his word and do what his word teaches. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So James said, chapter 1 and verse 22. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Matthew 25:34. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But whenever he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Father, bless these thoughts and scriptures to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing. If so, why not let us know? Our mailing address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there. You can also join us in our services Sunday morning, 20 minutes before 11, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday evening at 7. Our services are broadcast live. www.wayoftruth.org. Now we invite you to be with us on our next broadcast.
My name is in the book.